Max, you've closed the gap down compared to the last race.
Yeah, we said much better compared to last week. Obviously, we actually felt quicker compared to them when they had the jib up. So we did a lot of tests without the jib when we were in Auckland. And if you are in falling condition, you are definitely probably faster downwind. And up will you are a touch slower without the jib. But unfortunately, it's not like the old boat. When you lose the jib, when the jib goes off the lock, you're going to slow down quite a lot. With this boat, you keep going fast. So
that wasn't a game changer. But in terms of what you guys were doing on your boat, what accounts for being able to be, I mean, you're nearly 3 minutes faster.
Well, we did a lot of, a few changes on the boat. Obviously, we increased the aero package quite a lot. We did a few changes in the system for the board. And we have a few changes coming along in the next few weeks. And hopefully, we will close a little bit the gap. But, I mean, today the key will show up. Really good speed around the course.
So are you encouraged by what happened today for you guys?
Oh, for sure. The good thing, the positive thing of today, I think the crew sailed really well the boat around the course, and that was the main goal of today. And then, again, we need to try to improve ourselves and the boat speed in the next 3 weeks.
For a lot of us watching, the pre-start was really interesting. We weren't quite sure you could do that in AC72s. Did you know you could do that?
Yeah. We did a lot of pre-start alone, and when we practiced racing, I was against the Kiwi in New Zealand, and you can do almost the same thing you did with this ball, with the old ball, but you just got 10, 15 knots faster, which is a little bit different.
Okay. Did you get the position you wanted off the start?
Yeah. The call was actually Chris did a really good job to hold to stay tight to windward, and he got that. And today, the last few days been pretty patchy and puffy, so it's pretty hard to play all the puff. But I think we sailed and Chris did a pretty good job in the freestyle.
And just looking ahead to Tuesday, will you be out practicing tomorrow? You know, it's the same matchup to Tuesday, obviously.
Tuesday we're gonna say no. Tomorrow I think we're gonna have a maintenance day. We need to do a few changes more to the boat, and so next sailing day will be Tuesday.
Great, thanks.
What do you have to do to win a race?
Finish ahead in front of the other boat. That is the main thing you're doing. Obviously, we need to work a lot still, and we knew since day one by starting so late, the only option for us to close the gap with the team they entered almost 2 years before us was to do all the development process during the round robin. So we used the round robin as much as possible to learn how to sail around the race course and at the same time to try to make the boat faster.
How, if you can explain to me, if you have the same basic boat model from the same design, yet they have a second boat that's a newer version, how could you even?
Well, that is part of the deal when we start this campaign. We start this campaign with the objective to put together a strong team for the next America's Cup, and that is still the plan. Obviously, while you're racing, you want to try to push harder and harder to finish in front of the other team. So obviously, I mean, it's pretty hard for us to match their second boat because the boat is, they look similar but they're pretty different, obviously, and we know that. So we need to try to find a different way to close the gap from a performance point of view with other stuff, with the foil, with the wing, and with system, and try to race well around the course. That we cannot modify our hull, we cannot make our hull narrow. So we have to deal with that.
Thanks.